Hello and welcome to the Carolina Snowflakes podcast, where two Southerners come to terms with their liberal snowflake tendencies. We're your hosts. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jason. All right, and we're here with episode 3, which we're titling, I Hate Rachel Ray and I Don't Know Why.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're titling it that is because due to the coronavirus pandemic, you may have heard about it. It's in the news a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We've been staying at home significantly more than we would otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working from home, actually. Yeah,
and I'm sort of not working right now.
Yep.
I guess we're spending a lot more time at home, and the daytime television is a thing now in our lives.
It is, and it's something that really hasn't been, at least not in our adult lives.
Yeah, I had never watched daytime TV since I was a kid, really.
I've seen it here and there when I've had a day off from work, but otherwise, you know, no, not to the extent currently.
Yeah, I've had those days where I was sick and I was home maybe and I watched General Hospital and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But I never really paid any attention to it. And you don't usually pay that much attention to you when you have it on, do you?
So I'm working from home. I just basically turn the television on to have something in the background.
Yeah, like human voices.
Yeah, just some noise. And also I leave it on the kind of the news channel, the ABC local station, so that I can keep up to date with what's happening with the coronavirus and pandemic and the protests and stuff. So I just leave it on and then we'll tune in every once in a while I'm working, but not really sit and watch it.
Yeah. And sometimes I can meander into the room there and sit down and just start watching whatever's on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Rachel Ray. at the beginning, I had never watched the Rachel Ray show. I kind of knew who she was from her commercials or from her brand whoring.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know anything about her. I barely could have picked her out of a lineup. So I had watched very much Rachel Ray or know anything about her. I didn't even really know what her job sort of was. I knew she was a TV personality host. And so she started doing these episodes, I guess, from her house.
Yeah, so due to the pandemic, they relocated. She went home and began filming her morning show, which is just called Rachel Ray.
Well, that's a great name.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, original. From her house, 2 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 days a week.
Yeah, and the other days, I think that was Monday and Friday, they record from home. And then Tuesday through Thursday, they were airing previously recorded episodes of her show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I, having never seen it before, I was like, I do not like this. But I wasn't really sure why. I knew that I hated her. Something about her just, like, I just hated.
Something was wrong.
Yeah, but I couldn't pinpoint why, but so I kept watching, I guess. I kept coming in.
Yeah, it's like a car wreck. You can't look away from it. Well, I think what it was is that we were seeing, because we were at home all the time, we were seeing both the studio version of her show, and we were also seeing the home version of her show.
Yeah, directly next to each other.
And they couldn't be any more different.
That was the first thing I noticed upon.
She was like a completely different person when filming from home.
Yeah, at home she seemed like timid and like,
like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, like she was scared.
Yeah. And so, but when she's on her studio version of the show,
she's
this like crazy loud extroverted personality talking a million miles a minute. But at home it was funny. No, she's never funny. But at home she was like subdued. She looked scared when she's staring into the camera. It was like, it's uncomfortable to watch.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird noticing the difference. And this is from somebody, I never really watched her, so I'm sure if you'd seen her before, the difference was even more stark.
Yeah, and I had caught her show a few times before, so I knew kind of her shtick.
Yeah.
So when I saw her at home episodes, I was just like, what is this? What is happening here?
Yeah.
Why is she like this?
It did seem odd. So then I went on Google, and like I want to do, and I Googled basically the title of this episode. I Googled, I hate Rachel Ray, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I don't know why I hate her. And I found there's a community, but much like witchcraft or any other weird subreddit you could.
Why would you compare that to witchcraft?
Well, because there's a community of it, or maybe the My Little Ponies,
like
bronies.
The bronies,
yeah, like or furries or any other like thing that you would think was.
But
weird.
Basically, there's an entire group of people.
There's a subreddit.
Yeah, there's an entire group of people who
they
absolutely
also hate Rachel Ray, but they don't have any real reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all agree that she's annoying.
She's annoying.
And that, like, we don't like her face.
We don't like her face. She's not funny.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people are like me, and they're not exactly sure why they hate her, but they just feel it. I just feel it inside. It's like a burning passion. Like, do not like this lady. And I wish I had dirt on her, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have went looking for dirt.
I did.
Yeah, I stopped there when I went, oh, okay, so there's no real good reason. Like, there's no psychology. Like, somebody was going to be like, the reason you hate her is because, you know, she...
She triggers this emotion in your cortex part of your brain.
Or that, like, her dad had been some evil Monopoly guy with a monocle that robbed everybody's money or something.
She came from a tyrannical family.
Right, something.
Yeah.
I figured there was, like, some... Like, the reason, like... You know how you kind of hated Paris Hilton the first second you saw her, but it was like, it's because her dad was super rich, and you know she was super rich and spoiled. And so, like, the second you saw her, you're just like, I hate her.
Right.
It was that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
But there wasn't, I didn't see anything like that with Rachel Ray. Although, maybe there is. I didn't dive deep. You apparently
did. I took a deep dive.
This is what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
I did.
I did my research.
And I don't know any of this, so I'm excited to
hear.
Yeah,
so I have notes here.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about this.
About Rachel Ray.
I'm going to learn more of why.
Yeah, I learned more than I ever really wanted to know.
Oh.
Which is why I'm sharing it now, so that I can be done with it.
Done with it.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to think about this ever again.
Super. Super. I know her husband. The one thing I do know is he's in a band called The Cringe.
Yes.
And they are freaking horrible. I mean, it is really bad.
It's one of those times when the name really fits.
It does fit because they are cringy and terrible. I would love, if anybody wants to look it up, Google The Cringe.
Go to YouTube.
You'll see the guy. You'll get it.
Yeah. Go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Watch The Cringe.
And there's... I mean, if you like it, that's cool. I mean, whatever, but I don't think a lot of people will.
No.
The ratio of likes to dislikes is way bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So, yeah, I do know that. I know he's in that horrible band that seems like they're just sort of pandering to him, like they're letting him be king, like he's Johnny Depp or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, and he really tries to give off that Johnny Depp I wear too many accessories
and makeup
vibe.
Uh-huh.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, and it kind of it's like a worse Nickelback, if you can imagine.
Is that even possible? Yeah. Yes, it is. It's called The Cringe.
Yeah, The Cringe.
So anyway, let's talk Rachel Ray.
I would love. Let's go.
Okay, so a little bit of backstory about Rachel. So she was born in Glen Falls, New York in 1968.
Okay.
And she basically got her introduction into cooking, which is what she is famous for.
Yeah.
From her mother. Her mother named Elsa.
Elsa?
Elsa.
Like the frozen
chick? Uh-huh.
Okay.
So her mom was a restaurant manager, and so Rachel grew up in that environment. She was in and around restaurants basically her entire childhood.
Okay.
And she wound up basically doing the same thing that her mom was doing, but she was in New York City. She moved to the big city.
The Big Apple.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. Was her name Ray? Was that their last name?
Yeah.
But her people are Italian, right?
They are Sicilian.
Right. Is Ray a common to? I don't know.
She has, I can't remember her middle name, but her middle name is very like Spanish,
I wonder if
Italian
they knew the Lentinis.
Maybe they knew Frank.
Maybe they knew Frank.
Maybe they knew Frank.
Back in the old country.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
That's La Cosa Nostra type stuff.
So as far as Ray is her last name. So she got into the restaurant business following kind of the footsteps of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
While she was managing a gourmet market in Albany, New York.
Okay.
She began teaching cooking classes.
Wait, so she knows how to cook.
Yeah, she's familiar enough with restaurants.
Okay.
Being around
Where
them.
Where was she teaching cooking? At her house?
No, she was teaching it in this gourmet market. It was part of the spiel to sell their stuff.
I gotcha.
Like, come in and buy artisan olives.
Yeah, and this...
And we'll show you how to use them in this recipe.
This kind of, like, weird, frumpy Italian lady will show you.
Right. She hadn't always been frumpy, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I got info on that.
Okay.
just you wait.
All right.
So she started doing these cooking classes at this market, this gourmet market.
That's awesome.
And they took off. They got really popular because it was all about preparing a meal in 30 minutes.
Oh, she did like a... 30 minutes or less, like it's a gimmick.
Yeah, called 30-minute meals. And okay. If you don't know, that's kind of her brand at this point.
Okay.
She has written multiple cookbooks. She had a television show all dedicated to this whole concept of 30-minute meals.
Okay.
And even in her current show, the morning talk show, although it's part talk show, the other part of it is cooking. And it still follows in that same line of 30 minutes, this is easy, it's doable.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is just me. I hate waiting 30 minutes for food. Like, that's way too long.
Yeah, but I don't think you're normal. I think most people think, because they're cooking. They're using ingredients to make a meal and I assume for like a whole family.
Yeah, I just don't get that. I would much rather spend 5 minutes at most, like heating something up.
Well, yeah, you and I are kind of lazy.
Yeah, I'll just pay people.
We're lazy cooks.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
I like things that I can just unwrap and eat. That's
ideal. Yeah, can I open the packaging and just eat it?
Yeah, so I'm not the target audience, but I understand why she was successful doing that.
Yeah, because people are feeding their families.
Right.
So anyway, so she was doing these cooking classes.
Yeah.
And they got really popular. People really enjoyed them. And she wound up getting picked up by a local TV station to do a weekly, like, noontime, lunchtime segment of cooking.
Okay. Like, kind of like on the news they do?
Uh-huh, yeah. Like, on our local news, they have that lunch.
Carolina Kitchen. It's a fat guy, at least.
Yeah, so you know you can trust him.
Yeah, I don't like it when skinny cooks try to tell anything on television.
Yeah, don't listen. Just turn it off.
I don't like it.
Mute it. Yeah. So she got picked up. She was on television.
Uh-huh.
And from there, she wound up getting a spot on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
They saw her on the local station and were like, wow, this girl.
This lady just screams stardom.
This lady's got it.
Well, she can sell shit, I guess.
I guess, yeah. She went on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And that basically skyrocketed her.
Yeah.
But then, and here's the kicker, which I think explains a lot of it, she got picked up by Oprah.
Okay.
So she's like a Dr. Phil kind of thing where Oprah touched her, she turned to gold.
Yeah.
And the rest is basically history.
Okay. So maybe part of the dislike is I didn't hear in any portion of that description her going to school for cooking.
No. And that is one of the kind of controversies around her is that she has no formal training when it comes to preparing food.
Now, I'm sure her food is probably, if you like that kind of stuff, it's delicious. I think she puts way too many ingredients in her food.
She does. If you look at any of her recipes or even just watch her, like this morning when she was on, I actually made an effort to really watch her cook.
Huh.
I'm telling you, every single one of her recipes has a minimum of 57 ingredients.
It's a crazy number of ingredients.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, you're telling me this is 30 minutes and easy?
I gotta put rosemary and parsley and
that's
basil
the other thing. She uses a lot of spices,
like,
and there's spices
stuff that I don't have.
Yeah, there are spices that I would feel like a lot of people wouldn't just have.
I saw her put saffron in a thing.
The most expensive spice. It's
literally the most expensive spice that exists.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, I don't feel like normal people have that kind of stuff just
saffron
in their kitchen laying around available.
Have you ever had it? It's not that great. It's really strong.
You know, I don't know if I've had it or not. I don't know. Maybe. I really don't know.
It's intense.
I know it's really expensive, though. Mm-hmm. I do know that. So, Oprah.
Yeah.
And I noticed today as well when I was watching the ending of her show, it's produced by Harpo Studios.
Okay, that'd be Oprah's.
Yeah, so studios. Oprah's got her golden touch on old Rachel Ray.
Yeah. Okay, well, that explains how she got successful without really doing anything.
Yeah, and that would be that whole, like, not having the formal education is probably her biggest quote, like, scandal or controversy.
That's pretty scandalous.
But here's the thing, she owns it.
Okay.
She, well, in multiple episodes of her show, in multiple interviews with people, she comes right out and says, I'm not qualified to do this job. I have no formal training whatsoever. Yeah.
So I'm getting kind of a Guy Fieri vibe where as much as I like just am inclined to hate her by her whole personality, like she's actually not that bad. Is that?
Yeah. It's really unfortunate because I wanted to like find dirt and hate her, but like I kind of can't.
Yeah.
But I still kind of do because she's annoying.
Yeah.
She is annoying.
But see, Guy Fieri is, he's annoying too.
He is.
And he looks like the biggest douchebag in the whole world.
Appearance-wise, yeah. Yes.
99 times out of 100, when a guy has bleach blonde hair and his sunglasses on behind his ears backwards and like a gold chain and a shirt with flames on it, he is a gigantic douchebag.
He does. He does wear a shirt with flames on it. I forgot about that.
There's no way that guy isn't a douchebag 99 times out of 100. But apparently Guy Fieri is the one exception. That dude's awesome.
Yeah, he's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he does all kinds of stuff for in restaurant workers and for his employees. Mm-hmm. He's a very good boss. He's had the same crew filming him for a decade now.
He just looks like a douche.
But he looks like the worst type of dude, but he's not. He's actually awesome. And I guess Rachel Ray has that same sort of phenomenon about her.
So here's something interesting about Rachel Ray and her influence. So she is like the queen of abbreviations and catchphrases.
Yeah.
Including the EVOO, which stands for extra virgin olive oil. Like she basically made that just a household thing where everyone was saying pass the EVOO. So much so to the point that the Oxford American Dictionary added EVOO to their dictionary, to the words.
This Rachel Ray is really on to something.
And they gave her credit in the dictionary.
Yes.
Yeah.
We think she's really on to something, yes. This Rachel Ray.
This EVOO, you say.
Indeed.
Yeah, so...
All right, Oxford.
So EVOO is one of her catchphrase abbreviations. Super. She also is known for saying yum-o.
Yum-o.
Excited about food, I guess.
Yum-o.
Yum-o.
Okay, well, that's a horrible catchphrase.
It is terrible. And also saying, oh my gravy.
Oh my gravy.
Yeah, that's one of her catchphrases.
So, so her catchphrases are awful.
Yes, kind of like her.
Yeah.
You know,
it's terrible.
It's just so bad. So
that is.
She hosted a show called 30 Minute Meals.
30 Minute Meals.
For 11 seasons on Food Network.
11 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. And then in 2005, so that was from 2001 to 2012. In the middle of that, in 2005, was when the Rachel Ray show began, which was more of the talk show, which is what we currently are seeing on daytime television.
But she still cooks, but she also like makes place settings of...
don't
understand.
It's part talk show and then part cooking. And the talk show portion of the show, she has her celebrities come on and she interviews them. She makes weird place settings for tables that are themed for different holidays. That's like way more work than it's worth.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
Yeah. And then of course she's had various and sundry spinoff shows and specialty cooking shows.
Yeah, I'm sure she's been guests on other shows.
Yeah, and actually in 2019, last year, she finally got to do the thing that she wanted to do the most, which was voice a cartoon character.
Oh.
Yeah, for Nick Jr.'s show called Butterbeans Cafe.
Butterbeans Cafe. I've never heard of any of this.
Show.
I'm good for her for achieving her dream.
Yeah. So
it's a weird ass dream. But.
Yeah. So back to the frumpy comment.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
She is.
Well, in 2003, this was sort of scandalous because she's been thought of as being like this wholesome person.
Uh-huh.
She actually posed for a men's magazine called FHM.
FHM, yeah.
Have you heard of it? Yeah. Okay, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
So she posed, not nude, but just like kind of
scantily.
Yeah.
That's that magazine, yeah.
Yeah, so she did that in 2003, got a lot of criticism for it.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because of the whole wholesome, like, you're supposed to be our friend and cook, not the sexualized being. And here's the interesting part. One of the biggest critics of her doing that was her mother. Her mom actually
Ray.
Elsa went on record.
Well, I guess her name, is her name Ray?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just know that her name was Elsa. Or
Elsa,
is Elsa.
The Snow Queen lady.
No, she's not. That's a different Elsa.
Oh, my bad.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so her mom actually was one of the biggest critics of her posing for that magazine. And
she was like, Rachel, you don't have to show your boobies on the TV or whatever.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's what she said.
That's how I imagined it.
Yes, but Rachel was like, I regret nothing and I would do it again in a heartbeat. Hell yeah. Yeah, right? And you're like, so and I'm like no. I'm like, no, I don't want to like you.
Now I like her more.
Right, I hate it. Oh, I hate it, absolutely.
But what about her husband?
So in 2005,
because that guy is a weirdo.
Yeah. Okay. So in 2005, she married her husband. His name is John M. Cusimano.
Cusimano. Yeah. That's definitely an Italian name.
Oh yeah.
No question about the Cusimano.
Uh huh. And
they call him Cus for short.
Do they?
It was on The Sopranos, remember?
Dr.
Cusimano. We called him Dr. Cus.
Cus.
Yeah.
Maybe they do call him Cus.
They probably do.
Probably do. Yeah, so she married this guy. And if there's anything about her life that might be considered scandalous, it's him.
Yeah. I mean, you could look at him.
Yeah.
He's got that alcoholic vibe. He's puffy.
He's puffy. He's always puffy. He's got ruddy red skin. Yeah. His face is red and kind of puffy and... He looks like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like he looks like Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. That's the look.
That just like bloated, like, drunk look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With three sweaters on.
But he and Rachel both refer to him as a mixologist. Because
he's a mixologist.
Uh-huh. So he, a bartender. Yeah. So he's the one, and you've seen the show. When they're filming at home, he's both her cameraman and he's also the one mixing the cocktails to go along with whatever entree she's fixing. Yeah.
Well, if I just drink the cocktails, could I be a drinkologist?
I don't know.
Yeah, like you're the mixologist, but I'm the drinkologist.
Yeah, I don't know.
That way we're both sounding like we're doing something fancy, but really we're just getting
drunk. Just alcoholics at that point.
Like, but I like putting a positive spin on it.
Right, well, that's what they're trying
to
do.
Maybe that's what attracted her to him.
They're calling him a mixologist when in fact I think he's just an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
In a really shitty band. And basically band she's the one making the money.
Uh-huh.
And he's just sort of...
Yeah, or drinking.
Living his best life.
Yeah, he's doing him.
But he's actually an attorney.
A licensed attorney?
In his, like, professional world, he, at one point, was an attorney.
Well, I mean, a lot of them drink, I think.
Well, I think you have to for that job.
I imagine.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, like, you gotta go, like, hang out with the judge and, like, do a shot of whiskey neat so that you have a bonding moment or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I learned all about what I know about lawyers from television. So
I've learned it from Matlock, personally.
Yeah, so I imagine you have to have some hard-nosed conversations with an old white judge.
Yeah, so I'm sure you had to do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I don't know if he's still currently licensed or doing any kind of attorney work. I'm going to lean towards no.
Yeah, not with all those accessories and the hair. And
yeah, he wears like a lot of it, like bracelets.
Yeah, he does. A lot.
Scarves.
And necklaces and
he's
shit.
He's always wearing scarves.
I can't imagine a judge standing for that in his courtroom. Yeah. Cut your damn hair, son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he let his hair grow, because I was looking through pictures, and when they first got together, he was clean cut,
so he's trying to
hair.
Do the whole rock star bullshit now.
And it just looks like somebody who is trying too hard.
Yeah, it's desperate.
Yeah.
He's fat and puffy.
And kind of older.
Yeah, and his music is not good.
And the music is terrible. Yeah. It's really bad. So her, I guess, mixologist alcoholic husband is sort of a thing. And if anyone's been caught in scandal, really, it's him.
For sure.
This is all alleged.
Uh-huh.
So we don't really know if this really happened or whatever. He allegedly hired prostitutes during the early years of their marriage.
I bet he did.
And looking at him,
I think he probably did that. Yeah, he probably did.
Just look at him.
I mean, and you said he was some kind of lawyer.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing that lawyers do along with drinking.
Is visiting prostitutes. Hookers and blow, man. Yeah. Hookers and blow.
And booze, yeah. I mean, that sort of all wraps itself up neatly for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, also, So there was the prostitution allegation, like he was visiting hookers. And then he also allegedly was photographed leaving a swingers club in New York City.
With her there with him?
No, he was alone. So
well, that's weird. How do you pull that one?
I don't know.
I thought you had to bring somebody.
Hookers like and blow? Did like, you yeah. just show up with? I don't know. I've never been to a swingers club.
Or maybe they were like, "All right, the cringe. We love that."
Like
man.
Hell yeah, come cringe on in. Man.
John yeah. M. Cusimano.
Cus.
Yeah, come hey, on Cus. In, buddy. Yeah, they all know him.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, so he was allegedly photographed yeah. leaving a swingers club.
Yeah.
Now he and Rachel have both adamantly denied any sort of like,
I don't see that as anybody's business really.
Stepping out and behavior. You know, it's never actually been, you know,
yeah.
verified or admitted to.
Yeah, whatever. That's between them.
It is between them, but looking at him, I totally believe it.
Yeah, I believe he's a piece of shit, but I don't think out of this whole conversation, I have any real more anger towards Rachel Ray. If anything, I kind of think she's cool.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for her because her husband's like kind of a turd.
But on the other hand, I still like when I see her, it doesn't make me happy. It makes me
no,
makes me
I don't like, like I don't her. Like I don't you. Like her. I just yeah. know she's annoying.
I guess it's okay though. I guess
is
it's
it?
Okay.
Is it okay?
I think so. I think if you don't like somebody, and like they put out vibes that you just don't dig, mm-hmm. That's okay. You know, you can just not watch their show, right? Like it's not like she's
yeah,
hanging out
you can.
Outside.
You can.
She's not in the front yard. She's not knocking on our door.
Now, here's something funny. So, in 2016, Beyonce released yeah. a song about cheating in which she hinted at Jay-Z's affairs with a woman named Rachel Roy.
Oh, Rachel Roy.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a interesting
coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce has a lot of fans.
Yeah. She has way more fans
so
than
when this,
anybody
when
I know
this
of.
Song dropped, which I think was titled Lemonade, or the album was called Lemonade or something. People listened to that song and wanted to get revenge to defend old Beyonce.
Oh no.
But they mistook
it for Rachel Ray?
Yes.
Oh no.
So Beyonce's fans
oh, no.
went for Rachel Ray thinking she was Rachel Roy.
Oh, that's horrible.
All over social media. They flooded her Instagram and just
that's
went
funny.
After her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I thought Jay-Z was hooking up with her.
With Rachel Ray?
Right. Yeah.
I don't mean to be mean, but I think Jay-Z can get...
Can do better.
Can do better than
yeah,
Rachel
come
Ray.
Come on, you guys.
I would just but throw here, that out there.
But here's the thing. Rachel Ray, uh-huh. not Roy, I don't know her.
Was like, I never even met Jay-Z.
Yeah, well, but she handled it so
yeah.
gracefully.
I bet she did.
That the very next day...
Beyonce like was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no. The very next day, Rachel posted a lemonade recipe on her Instagram. And once people realized they had the wrong person,
uh-huh.
the Beyonce fans were like, oh, we're so sorry.
Our bad.
We'll make your recipe.
Yeah.
You know, we'll follow you now.
Our bad.
Yeah. But like, again.
We thought you were with Jay-Z.
Yeah. Like, wow. Where did you get? Anyway, yeah. So that happened, which is, I found comical.
I want to be that famous where people would think I was in a relationship with Jay-Z.
Yeah. That'd be great.
You got to be hella famous for that to be even remotely plausible.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Wow, what a
Rachel,
story.
Rachel Ray.
Yeah, what an interesting story. I still hate her.
I do too.
I don't really know why.
Mm-mm, I don't know either.
But I've learned.
Yeah, we've learned some stuff that actually makes her kind of
yeah
decent as a person.
I feel like it's okay in the sense like if you don't like something, that's an acceptable thing as long as you like really do your research and find out like there's no real good reason I have to not like Rachel Ray. She's just annoying to me. But I've done enough research to know that I know about her. It's not like I didn't give her a chance.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just find her annoying, but that's okay.
That's okay. People can be annoying.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Some people think Andy Dick is really annoying. I think he's kind of funny.
I don't like him at all.
Some people hate him. That's
yeah.
perfectly acceptable. I get it.
Right.
I think he's kind of funny.
Right. So, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I guess you just deal with it.
You know who I really don't like? Dave Matthews, that guy.
Don't, please don't trigger me.
Yeah, I don't like
no,
that guy.
No, just we're moving on.
Moving on. We'll
moving
cut
on.
That part out.
We're going to cut that part out.
Okay. I was just trying to trigger you with Dave Matthews, but...
Yeah, thanks.
In conclusion, I really do think that, you know, there's a place for Rachel Ray. It's not that I like her, I don't.
Mm.
I find her annoying.
So do I.
And I don't really have a good reason why she shouldn't exist, though. I mean, I think there's a place for it. I think there are people that like her, and that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you disagree with somebody, like, say, some liberal snowflakes.
Like us.
From the South, like mm-hmm. us, and you don't like what we have to say, that doesn't mean we don't have a place. It doesn't mean we shouldn't exist.
Right.
Very much like Rachel Ray.
And you're allowed to not like us.
You're allowed to not like us, but trying to tell us that we shouldn't exist, or we shouldn't be allowed to talk about what we believe, is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you should extend us the same love you would extend to Rachel Ray.
Exactly.
And say, I don't like you, but you're doing something positive.
And maybe, hopefully, Oprah will pick us up.
Yeah, that's what we're really reaching out for.
Yeah.
And that does it for episode 3 of our Carolina Snowflakes podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard or you just want to reach out to us, you can find us on Facebook at
facebook.com/Carolina Snowflakes.
Also, we have a website,
carolinasnowflakes.com.
And you can also reach us by email,
carolinasnowflakes@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Bye.